two-time Richmond Premiership player, 1973 and 1974. Two times Norwood Premiership coach, 1982 and 84. All-Australian team coach in 94 and life member Norwood and Richmond. And now doing a fantastic job with the Richmond Football Club as General Manager of Football. Very good morning to Neil Barm. Morning to you, Barmy.
How are you, mate?
Great to catch up with you, mate. Thank you for joining us here on the show this morning. You're in Mildura at the moment, along with the CEO of the Richmond Football Club, Brendan Gale. What can you tell us about the visit, mate? Why are you here?
Oh, there's a couple of reasons. One of them is that Dale Waitman's from here, and he's come up with us. But the main reason is it's part of our Next Generation Academy zone, where we're trying to help promote footy into the future, with a particular influence of Indigenous kids and multicultural program kids, etc. But we've got a couple of days to go today. We've got a tryout day for girls. Girls' talent and also the under-15 boys coming together to have a bit of a kick as well.
So I mentioned Richmond CEO Brendan Gale is here. Also, Bendigo Pioneers, Richmond, the Girls' Talent Day at the George Gooden Oval in Dedan, and it kicks off around 1:15 this afternoon. The session overseen by Bendigo Pioneers staff, also Richmond's AFLW Football Operations Manager Kate Sheehan, VFLW and Academy Coach Tom Hunter, and also Richmond VFLW players Lauren Tezanero and local talent Courtney Wakefield. So I tell you what, it's a big shift Indic today at George Gooden Oval in Dayton, and loving the women's football at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's really exciting for us, particularly from somewhere as relatively remote as Mildura for now. At the moment, we don't quite know what the talent is, and we're really keen to have a look at it. We have an association with the Bendigo Pioneers girls as well, so we're hoping that us trying to encourage kids the girls to play in our program may also play through Bendigo, and it just gives more girls more opportunity. So really quite exciting for us. And the other thing we're up here for is, part of it, we actually have tendered for the Sports and Leisure Centre. I'm not quite sure what the outcomes of that's going to be, but we're really, really interested in investing back in the area. Like in the old days, it was very much part of our zone, which we know stopped a long time ago, but there's a very strong connection between the Tigers and the Mildura area.
There's no doubt about that. Got a major supporters group up here in Mildura, Sunraysia. Have plenty of Richmond Football Club functions to support the club over the years. It's been amazing. Had some great players come to Mildura as well. And talking about Richmond, of course, they're travelling pretty well at the minute, mate. You'd be pretty happy with the Richmond Football Club, and there is a good chance of them going back-to-back.
Well, it was a marvellous effort, particularly in the second half of last year, to put ourselves in it with a chance and then really then get away with it in the end. It was a really fantastic achievement for our guys. And to try and do it, you don't actually try and do it again because it's too hard. You actually just try and approach 2018 on its own, do as well as you can. And if you do it again, then you can say you've done it again. But that's kind of the way you've got to approach it. But the boys have been terrific. Their attitude has been terrific. They've had a couple of down days, but mostly they've really played well and really progressing. We'll get better as the year goes on too, I think.
Yeah, terrific stuff from the Girls' Talent Day, like I mentioned, at the George Gooden Oval at around 1:15 this afternoon. You want to cruise down there and check it out, you can certainly do that. And thank you so much for your time this morning. Great to have you in Mildura, Neil.
Oh, great to be here, mate. Lovely.
Good on you, legend. Up the mighty Richmond Tigers. Neil Barm, General Manager of Football for the mighty Richmond Football Club, Triple M.